We've been talking a lot about the Donnell Fire on this weekend's Motherlode Views. It ignited on August 1st in the Stanislaus National Forest, burned over 36,000 acres. Joined in studio this weekend by Curtis Kwame, a soil scientist with the Stanislaus National Forest, as well as Clint Gould, Deputy Forest Fire Management Officer with the Stanislaus National Forest. And Curtis Kwame, you know, we talked a little bit about, you know, concerned about flooding and erosion. You know, how much rain would we be talking about that could create some of these problems?
Yeah, it's a good question. And there are a lot of different scenarios where we can expect to see a hazardous condition within the Donnell Fire for debris flows specifically. And those are the types of events that can carry big, very large size rocks down channels. And you have this heavy mixture of mud, water, and debris that flows down that can damage houses, pick up cars and move them. It's an extremely dangerous scenario. Those type of events are usually triggered by really intense rainfall that occurs in a short amount of time. So a summer thunderstorm or a frontal storm that just dumps rain really heavily in a short amount of time. One of the triggers of the thresholds that we and the National Weather Service have used for the Donnell Fire so far is if within 15 minutes we expect 24 millimeters of rain to fall in that short amount of time, that's a high enough threat that we're concerned a debris flow may initiate. More broadly, though, if you've got a longer duration storm that does dump maybe 2 inches of rain in a couple of days, flooding risk then becomes a much bigger problem. It's not as fast, it doesn't come up as rapidly, but you can still have those channels rising very slowly as you would expect in spring melt-off or something. And floods can be very dangerous to drive through. If there's flood water moving across a road, recommend really don't trying to go through that. It's much safer to turn around if the way you came in was clear. But both of those scenarios, either long duration and a lot of rain or short duration, really intense rain, can create concerns for safety.
Coming to a close on this weekend show, Chief Gould, anything else to add?
Just want to let everyone know that the footprint of the Donnell is still under a forest closure, and that's primarily for public safety. Like Curtis has been talking, we still have a lot of hazard trees out there in the perimeter. A tree may look good. It could be green, but the root system and the soil has been damaged to where wind or other factors could make that tree topple. So just want to make sure that if you people do go out into a post-fire burn area that it may look safe, but there still are those hidden hazards out there that people need to be aware of.
Good advice. And Curtis Kwame, any closing comments as we wrap up today?
Yeah, I will second what Clint said, that it's important for people to keep in mind those hazards in any fire footprint that they're within. So the Ferguson Fire, if you happen to drive on Highway 140 anytime this winter, keep an eye on the weather forecast. There's also the McCormick Fire and the Detweiler fires. Both still could have some risk in them. Even if the forest doesn't have, in either case, an actual closure order for those in place, the risks can still be present for multiple years. So just be aware when you're working or moving through a fire environment.
We'll end on that note. We want to thank our guests on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We've been joined in studio by Curtis Kwame, who is a soil scientist with the U.S. Forest Service and also a member of the BEAR team on the Donnell Fire in the Stanislaus National Forest, and Clint Gould, the Deputy Forest Fire Management Officer with the Stanislaus National Forest. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll be back with more Motherlode Views next week.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.